This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
a rhyme.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's so tight.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
I'm going to tell you what's tricky. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. The entire political system in this country today is tricky. And I got the coach, Matt Doherty, with me as he's taking all of this in. Mike Johnson, your Speaker of the House, is speaking at Columbia as we speak, and we've got Congresswoman Fox. She's alongside him. A lot of people. He has come into town to Columbia to give a speech in support of the Jewish students at the at Columbia University, and is decrying much of the ugliness that we've been seeing. Coach Matt Doherty, I mean, these anti-Israel protests. What are we to make of this?
I really am puzzled. Really puzzled. We've had some rabbis on the show. I have Jewish friends. You know, I've tried to study history. And for somebody, you know, like if this was anti-black, if it was anti-Puerto Rican, anti-white, there would be no tolerance for it. There would be all kinds of justification for swiftly getting them off these college campuses, off the streets. You know, there's freedom of speech, and then there's intimidation. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, and then when they're talking about, you know, taken to next level places like Michigan, you know, death to America.
Yep.
Like, to me, you take that seriously and then get their ass on planes, fly them first class to wherever they want to go, but do not allow them in our country. If that's the way they feel about our country, you can say freedom of speech. Okay. Google. They had freedom of speech until it impacted the culture of their company, right, and they fired all those protesters.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of options for you. And if this is not a place you like, then go. We welcome all kinds here. We've shown that as a country. And you're not welcoming the Jewish community at universities like Columbia. And, oh, by the way, some of your biggest benefactors, like Robert Kraft, mm-hmm, the owner of the Patriots, are going to pull funds. Mm-hmm. And that's when it gets real for the administrators.
How about Leon Cooperman?
Leon Cooperman.
Holy cow.
Huge money. It's sickening to me that I'm glad that we're arresting some of these protesters. It's about time. And don't just let them come out of jail. Let's take pictures of them.
Yep.
You know, because a lot of them are hiding behind masks and scarves and hats. And then I have to wonder who really is behind it. You know, that's where my mind goes now. Like, who's funding it? Who's motivating it? You know, this is typical. Typical, and I know I've been on the communist thing, but this is typical of, they want to disrupt, the Soviets and China want to disrupt our country. And
that's without a doubt.
My guess is, you know, they're fanning the flames, if not initiating some of this.
Look here on the television screen. So on the right, you see Mike Johnson, you see Congresswoman Fox and another group of people. Now look to the left of that. That's the University of Texas at Austin. They've now got the state troopers out there to secure that quad. You can see it goes all the way around. They ringed it all the way around. And now these privileged little children, they're going to stand there and square off with Johnny Law or the National Guard. I mean, I think they've made a very bad choice. And to tell you the truth, honestly, I think Governor Abbott is going to probably do some expulsions out of that college.
Well, you know, they cannot be. What is the mission of your school?
Yeah,
it's creating a safe learning environment.
Correct.
You are not creating a safe learning environment for anybody on that campus.
You're not. People are calling out, you know, Jewish people horrible names. They're telling them that they're not allowed to come in. They went and they said to the Jewish students at Columbia, you have to go virtual for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I thought we didn't do separate but equal in our country.
Right.
I thought it was everybody was equal. They told the Jewish professors, it's too dangerous, you can't come back on the campus.
Make it safe.
Make it safe. Right? I mean, who's the threat? Who's threatening?
Who wins?
Those are the people you got to bounce. You've got to bounce those people that are threatening. And so, you know, let me tell you something. I would send a message to the president of the United States, Joe Biden. All of this is you.
That's right.
Because who's in charge? Matt, who's in charge, coach?
The president.
He could come out and give a speech. Silent. All he wants
crickets.
All he wants to do is take pot shots at Trump in the courthouse. I got news for you. If Trump was in the White House and Biden was in the courthouse, this wouldn't be happening.
No.
It wouldn't be happening.
No. He wouldn't tolerate it.
And I think they're going to get a very interesting wake-up call November.
Again, I'll go back to the communist game plan. It's indoctrination. It's getting into our schools, our colleges, our high schools. And now they're into the elementary schools with the indoctrination. And, you know, a lot of professors are very left, and they want this disruption. They're clapping. They are clapping in Russia and China that this
Without
is happening
doubt.
To our country.
Without a doubt. All right, I want you to hear this. This is from yesterday. This is a guy that went down to NYU, and he's soliciting for these protesters. You got to hear this, Coach. Unbelievable. Let it rip, TJ.
Are you denying people getting raped? What about you, mafia boss? You want to go to Gaza? Everybody wants to free Palestine from New York. How come nobody wants to go to Gaza to free Palestine from Gaza and fight the IDF? Nobody? Nobody wants to go to Gaza. How are you, Nobody? You want to go to Gaza? Anybody want to go to Gaza? Nobody. Nobody wants to go to Gaza. Everybody wants to be in Zuccotti Park trying to free Palestine from 3,000 miles away. Isn't that a great thing? Free Falafelstein. Free Falafelstein. 1, 2, 3, 4. All your flags belong on the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8. Boy, you people like to hate. See, I could rhyme like a kindergarten. I can rhyme like a kindergarten team.
And he's got this elderly woman who is Jewish and is clearly from Europe. And she says, well, they should go and make Gaza great again.
Right. How about that?
And
yeah. I mean, listen, I had college-age kids. You have a college-age son.
Yep.
It's so easy to sway them.
It is.
You know, they want to be involved. They've got this mind. They're being fueled. But, you know, these minds hopefully grow and mature mm-hmm. at the age of 26, 27, where they think a little bit more logically, less emotionally, and you know, study history,
right.
Get behind the facts. And I go to this. You know, if it happened in your neighborhood and somebody came across your street, and came in and shot your family and raped your sisters and dragged them back across the street, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're just going to sit there and say, oh, it's okay. I don't want to disrupt that. No. That's what Hamas did to Israel.
From a separate territory. They were in Gaza. They crossed into Israel.
Right.
Which Israel gave back to the Gazans in 1995.
Yeah. And also, Israel is the only really democratic ally we have in the Middle East.
That's right.
And so if we don't support that,
right.
that
it's tough. It's going to be a tough answer you're going to have to give someday.
Right? And it's biblical.